A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, 'This is how you shall bless the Israelites.' Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.' So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." This very important and famous passage from the book of Deuteronomy is generally considered the blessing of the priests. However, they've recently discovered in the past year or so that the blessing, what we call the priestly blessing or the blessing of Aaron, these three lines, were used not only in the temple, but in everyday life. They would often wear them around their neck as a reminder and a protection of God's blessings upon their lives. Another thing that is interesting is that the last two lines refer to God's face. There are only three lines. The second line says, "The Lord let his face shine upon you." And then the third one says, "The Lord look upon you." In other words, he has to have a face to look upon you and give you peace. But we know that God does not have a face. God is totally spiritual. And yet, Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, shows us the face of God. He came and he took on a human nature and a human body, and he had a face. And his was, in a sense, the face of God, the face of Mary, his parents. Originally, it was on this day that he was given his name, as we hear in the last line of the gospel. He was given his name, Jesus, his mission, which Jesus means Savior. And he became a son of the covenant, not a son of the law yet, but at least he was a son of the covenant. And yet he was the creator of the covenant, of the union, of the desire that God had to be one with his people. Mary, whose solemnity we celebrate today as the mother of God with a human face, was the first to look upon the face of Christ. And it's something to wonder about, what she felt and experienced in those first moments to see the Son of God, the Savior of his people. The face of a person reveals their soul. It can be happy, peaceful, or confused, or angry, or lost. This simple passage, these few verses, are profound and can be the source of much reflection and contemplation, and especially if we compare it to Jesus. What was the face of Jesus like? What did he express? What did he reveal? He revealed the inner mystery of God. So his face would have revealed a sense of eternal love and mercy and forgiveness for all those he met. It is a deep desire of the human person to see the face of God, to see the face of Jesus. And the more we reflect upon his face, contemplate it, the more we understand the face of God, the face of Jesus, the more we will see his face in the faces of our brothers and sisters, especially of our suffering, lonely, poor, sick, needy brothers and sisters. Let us pray for that grace as we begin a new year. It would be a wonderful New Year's resolution to try to contemplate, reflect upon, just for a few minutes every day during this year, the face of God. What does the face of Jesus look like? Will I see him today? Will people see him in my face?